can be really rewarding and provides a real positive sense that actually we've made a difference to someone's life.
From the Central Adelaide Local Health Network, this is Our People, where we introduce you to some of Carlin's dedicated workforce who provide world-class healthcare services to our community.
For someone in custody, prison can often be the first time they've received high-quality healthcare, and good health can go a long way to keeping them out of the system. Andrew Wiley is director of the South Australian Prison Health Service, and he looks after almost 200 staff across seven prisons from Port Lincoln to Yatala. He and his team of mostly nurses are focused on the positive impact that they can make in the lives of the patients they care for, who are among the most vulnerable in our community. I'm Caroline Winter, and Andrew Wiley, thanks for joining us in the Carlin studio for this episode of Our People.
Thank you. It's great to be able to talk to you.
Now, Andrew, prisons are probably one of the most unique environments to work in, and certainly one of the more mysterious for anyone who hasn't been exposed to one. Are they a microcosm of the wider community in terms of how they operate?
They are. It's a very interesting area to work. I guess when I first thought about prisons, I had some misconception that it would be like an old Nightingale ward with nurses skipping down the corridors, caring for patients in their beds. And I guess prisons is very different to my initial perception. It's, we have patients that are effectively in cells. They have, locked doors and all of that security that is not exactly what I was expecting. But I think prisons are a microcosm of what we see in society. The people that spend time in custody, it is just often part of their journey through their life, and they drop in and out of prison. Sometimes it's a one-off, sometimes they come back and forwards, but they are very much members of our community. And it's important that we provide the best care for them while they're in prison, in the hope that they don't return to prison.
Yes, indeed. And of course, as you point out, healthcare, among other things, is something that they absolutely require. And that is something that you're the head of there. Does healthcare look different in the prison system?
It doesn't. It is the standard sort of healthcare that you'd expect in the community. So very much a primary healthcare model. So the sort of services that you'd be provided by your local GP. But it does tend to be more nurse-led service, but we have the same sorts of services in terms of allied health and podiatry and physio, dental. All those things are available to those people while they're in custody.
Andrew, you've held a few roles in the SA Prison Health Service during your time there, now as director. Why were you drawn to working in the system?
It came about, I was doing some work for Justice Health in Victoria as a business analyst, implementing an electronic medical record system, so slightly different role. So I guess the advantage of nursing is that you can try a whole variety of different areas. So I was doing that role. I was commuting there for sort of 3 days a week for a year, and it really got me interested in prison health. A job came up in Adelaide and I applied, was successful and really got me started. And I've been here for 12 years now, or 13 years, and really love it.
And the different roles that you've held, can you talk me through those?
Yes, I started as a nurse consultant with medication safety, which is a particular area of interest to me. And in prisons, 60% of our people are on medications every day. So that's about 1,600 people that we give out daily medications to. So it's a big part of our business. So I got that role and then expanded and became the nursing director and then later the director.
And what is the complement there? Like, how many people are working in healthcare in the prison system?
So we have about 190 staff in terms of headcount, and that's made up of predominantly nurses. But we do have, I think, 8 general practitioners or salaried medical practitioners. We've got Aboriginal health practitioners, admin staff. So yeah, it's quite a complement of staff that provide that care.
Over how many prisons do you work there?
So we look after 7 of the public managed prisons, so that's all across the state. So Port Lincoln Prison, Port Augusta, Cadell Training Centre, Moblong Prison at Murray Bridge. We've got the Adelaide Women's Prison and the Pre-Release Centre and Yatala Labour Prison.
Now, I'm going to come back to the prison service in just a moment. What was your first job in healthcare and how did it lead you, I guess, to your current position?
So when I left school, I really wasn't quite sure what I wanted to do. I applied for a number of different jobs and I got a position as a nurse attendant working at Julia Fowles Centre. None of my parents or any of my family had done nursing before, so it was pretty unique. I got into it and really loved it. I guess I love caring for people and I love the camaraderie of working in a team, and it was a great environment. You could have a laugh, and that sort of got me started in that journey into healthcare. I then went and became an enrolled nurse and then later went to uni and became a registered nurse.
Wow, and you've had quite a varied career up until this point too, building on all of those skills, haven't you?
I have, so I guess that's the advantage of nursing. You can go in different areas. So I've worked in public and private hospitals. I've worked for RDNS for a while. I did some sales in the medical rep area. I wasn't very good at that, so that didn't last for too long. I also then did a bit of IT work as well, so around that clinical information systems for healthcare. So I guess I see that systems have a real advantage in healthcare, and it was great to be able to use my knowledge to try and implement systems. Also meant I got to travel around to hospitals around Australia, which was great to see what else others were doing. And I guess it got me into this area of healthcare, which was great.
Was there an adjustment moving into the prison environment in terms, I guess, of adapting your skills as a nurse and in management, but also in how healthcare is delivered inside?
There is a challenge, and one of that relates to, I guess, we work very closely with our partners at the Department for Correctional Services. They obviously provide all of the security. Their focus is around security, and ours is around healthcare. So that can create tensions at times, but in a partnership, we work through that. We have different directions, but ultimately, our goal is to ensure that our patients are safe and that they don't return to prison, hopefully.
Well, let's talk about that. How are you and your team improving the lives of those in custody?
So I guess we have a real focus on primary health care. Often they don't engage well with health care. So the first time they engage significantly with health care is often in prison. So it provides us a great opportunity to give them some stability in their life, get on top of their health conditions. We know that people in custody have much higher rates of chronic diseases, blood-borne viruses, sexually transmitted infections. Their life expectancy is not as great. The other thing that is obviously a concern is that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are significantly overrepresented in our custodial system. So we have 25%. So we need to ensure that we're providing culturally safe care that meets their needs as well.
You talk a little bit about vulnerable people in there and that vulnerable population. Is that rewarding as part of that job in being able to, as you say, tap into them at a point in their life where they perhaps haven't had healthcare before now?
It is. And I guess we get some great feedback when you ask people about how this is often the first time that they've had the opportunity to focus on their health, get on top of their health, get their teeth fixed, you know, fix their diabetes, manage their hypertension, for example. So that can be really rewarding and provides a real positive sense that actually we've made a difference to someone's lives. I guess we know if people's health is good when they leave custody, then they're less likely to return to prison. So our challenge is how do we maintain that when they get out of prison? We know that in our population, drug and alcohol abuse is a significant problem. And when they return to the community, that can be difficult to maintain that reasonable sustaining when they're in custody. So that is a challenge. And mental health, we know the significant areas of mental health and how they maintain that when they return to the community.
Andrew, the prison environment is considered a powerhouse for hepatitis C infections. Is addressing this problem in South Australia's prisons one of your biggest challenges or one of the biggest rewards of your nursing career?
It's probably one of their biggest rewards. So back a number of years ago, there were some new drugs that came on the market to treat hepatitis C. So hepatitis C, for those that are unaware of it, it kills hundreds of thousands of people across the world. And there's a big push worldwide to try and eliminate hepatitis C. Why it's important for people in custody is that people in custody often have high rates of hepatitis C, probably related to the high prevalence of injecting drug use in the community and also in prison. So we do see significant rates. So around 30% of people in the past in prison had hepatitis C. So, and often they don't always engage in the community with, you know, testing and treating. So when the new drugs came out, it was a great opportunity for us to really focus on testing and treating all of the population. And, you know, we've had some really great results in reducing down the rates of hepatitis C in the community and as well as in the prison. And that's not just all down to us. It's very much a team approach between our local health networks, the NGOs like Hepatitis SA and Relationship Australia. So it's very much a team effort. But, you know, our ability to bring down those rates in prison also brings them down in the community, and it provides that protection across the board. And, you know, some of the results we've seen have been fantastic compared to other jurisdictions.
Well, congratulations. That certainly does sound like a very rewarding win. What's a day in the life like for you on the job?
I used to spend a lot of time travelling in and out to the city for meetings. Now that they're on Teams, I've probably saved 5 hours a week of travel, so a small benefit to COVID in terms of not having to do all of that travel in backs of taxis. But very much a mix of meetings. I try not to have too many meetings because it's better to have time to actually spend on addressing issues and talking to people and trying to set the direction for where we want to go as an organisation.
Now, you mentioned Hep C as one of the rewarding outcomes of this period in your career. Can you tell me about any other highlights that you've had while working in the prison service?
I think one of the big things is that, you know, and I've said it before, is making a difference to people's lives. One of the advantages is that we are relatively small and unique, so it gives us the advantage that we can actually get on and make change. We're often in a large, complex health system, so that can be really hard to make change, whereas I feel privileged that we can identify areas to improve and we can essentially get on and do that. The other thing is it gives you the opportunity to talk to other jurisdictions, and I guess what we find in this particular space is there's probably nothing unique between us and other states or other countries. We face the same issues. So it's really great to be able to bounce ideas off others and see what they're doing and see if we can implement them in our jurisdiction as well.
And can you share some advice for anyone who might be considering a career as a nurse and within the prison health service?
I think it's a great environment. One of the things that people always worry about is their safety. Prisons are far safer than working in a public hospital in one of the general wards. It's very safe. There are a lot of people around there. I guess what we have is patients are really appreciative of the care that we're providing to them. Sometimes they're not always verbalise that, but they do appreciate what we do. And when we run patient satisfaction surveys, they are quite profuse around what care we provide and the care that we provide. So it is a great environment to work. It really tests your skills, really fine-tunes your assessment skills and ability to change and implement anything that you see. It's really quite an exciting environment from that point of view. We really encourage our staff to work to the top of their scope of practice, and that, you know, our staff are exceptional. They've got some great skills that they use every day.
And finally, Andrew, what kind of difference do you hope that you are making in our healthcare network?
I guess as a leader is that we're providing great care for those that we're caring for. But some of the things that for the wider health system is that, you know, we really work hard to avoid patients having to go out to hospital. They don't like going out to hospital. So it's about how we can provide as much care as we can within their own home environment, for want of a better word. So we're really, you know, that's about supporting them, what, you know, tests we can do to support so that they don't have to go out. That, you know, people still need to have to go out to hospital, but generally when they go to hospital, they do need to be admitted and that higher level of care. And some of the other things is, you know, our treatment of hepatitis C and some of the other bloodborne viruses and sexually transmitted diseases, that has a real impact on the community because when they get out, it reduces the chance of that spread of infections across the broader community. So I think we're providing a service that has a significant public health outcome for the rest of the community when they get out as well.
Well, it's been a fascinating insight into your work. Andrew Wiley, Director of the South Australian Prison Health Service, thank you for joining me in the Carlin studio for Our People.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Our People. For more episodes in this series, find us and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. We'd love to hear your feedback, so please leave a comment or a rating and share this series with your colleagues and friends. This podcast was developed by the Central Adelaide Local Health Network. We would like to acknowledge the Kaurna people and pay our respects to their elders, past, present and emerging, and acknowledge their spiritual connection to the land on which this podcast is recorded.